Are we smarter than a plumber? History says yes.
Yes.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. He joins us right now, one of our favorites. Good morning to you, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, and I'm just declaring victory now.
Didn't he do that last week? I think he did that last week.
Last week was tough. We both had to do one of these chin rubs, furrow the brow on a couple of different answers. But as always, like Russell Wilson in the clutch, we got it done. What do you got for us this week, big guy?
All right, fellas. Well, first and foremost, I don't know what the heck the weather's doing out there. You know, I was telling you guys to check your furnaces last week, and now I should tell you to go check your air conditioner. It's 80 degrees out there.
Right.
I know, my house was 800 degrees last night whenever I was watching the Ravens game. I was sweating bullets.
It was unbelievable. My wife said the same thing, and then I actually turned the air conditioner on just for like 10 minutes just to blast it cold.
Yep.
But, you know, it's crazy. But anyways, let's get down to it. Let's go. So there was a story floating around yesterday, and I'm sure you guys being sports guys have seen it. So this is going to be a two-part question.
Oh, a two-part.
All right. Yep. It's an end of an era in NHL. How many active players are left that wear a visor?
Oh, God. Get the hell out of here.
I think I know this.
It was pretty mainstream yesterday because it was on Barstool. It was everywhere.
How many players still wear a visor?
No, don't wear a visor.
Do not wear a visor.
Oh, don't wear a visor.
Mm-hmm. I think there's like three.
Final answer?
Do you know?
Final answer?
No, I have no clue. That's a bull crap.
Actually,
that's a bull crap question.
One.
Come on.
One. No, wait. Zero.
What?
Zero.
No. I'll tell you it's not zero, so guess another number.
Two.
Four.
Oh, man.
Four. I thought you had to. I thought you had to wear one now.
No. So, actually, the rule is if you have 25 games or less experience in NHL, you have to wear a visor until that 25 games is up, and then you can choose. But everyone is wearing a visor now.
Huh.
So, well, you didn't get the first part of the question right, so I might as well save my second question for another day.
Was the second one going to be the two players that aren't?
Four.
No, there's four.
Four,
players.
Rather. God, mother.
I'll save my next question for later. We'll go move on to what you guys excel in, and that's guessing players because you ain't good at trivia.
Let's go.
All right, boys. This guy, at one point, was a Walter Payton Man of the Year recipient. He is the recipient of the 2022 BART Star Award, which it means outstanding character, leadership at home and on the field and in the community. And he is only the third quarterback in the NFL history to throw for 30 touchdowns in four consecutive seasons.
I have a guess. We can talk it out, right?
We can talk it out.
Is it Stafford?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too.
And that's his guy. He loves Stafford.
He does love Matt Stafford. But is he throwing us through a loop? I'm trying to think. Is there any other quarterbacks out there? Oh.
I mean, it could be Russ, right?
Or Dak.
Dak!
It could be Russ.
Dak.
No, he didn't go. He didn't throw for 30 touchdowns last year. Let's go Stafford.
Let's go Russ.
Okay.
Final answer. Let's go, boys. Work it out.
Russ.
You are correct.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I think he was. Good job. I think he was preying on the idea that we know that he loves Stafford.
Good job. There we go.
Oh, nice pull there.
All right, here we go. Rubber match question. Here we go.
Yeah, you guys talked that one through nicely, I must say.
I thought he was doing the thing, the opposite thing. Yeah.
That thing. All right, 17th season as a head coach in the NFL. Record of 170, 105, and 2 with one or multiple Super Bowl wins. One or multiple. All right. He is one of five coaches to lead a franchise to 8 straight playoff appearances. Now, I'll give you a little bit more. There is 2 active coaches on that list of 5, and he is one of them.
8 straight playoff appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple Super Bowls.
No, I didn't say
one multiple or multiple.
One or multiple.
8 straight playoff appearances. I don't think McCarthy did that at any point.
Harbaugh.
I don't think Harbaugh did 8 straight. Because they were 5-11. Wait, a couple years ago they were banged up without Lamar. I don't think they made it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't think they did. Andy Reid had he hadn't been there that long.
Sean Payton.
Did Sean Payton get there 8 straight years
with Breeze?
With Breeze, he went 7-9 3 times. I don't think he did it. But it's got to be one of those guys. I don't know. Pick one.
Oh, man. You're going to leave it up to me.
I'm going
to
leave it up to you. I mean, because it's the I mean, Harbaugh, Reed,
am I doing the thing?
McCarthy, the thing? Tomlin didn't do 8 straight. It's one of them. You want to go Sean Payton?
Yeah.
2 ties.
Wait.
Tomlin has a couple of ties. But they didn't go 8 straight times.
Pick one.
Peyton. I don't think it's right.
Final answer.
Yeah, sure.
Mike McCarthy.
Dang it. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye. Goodbye. See ya.
Oh, sore losers.
Peace out. Southside Jake. Southside Plumbing and Heating.
Mike McCarthy? Oh, that's a bad loss for us.
That's a real bad loss. We were around it, but I think we 5-putted on the green is what happened there. Thank you, Jake. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. He's covering his screen.
Yeah. See you, Jake. Man.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Darn it. Yeah, from 09 to 16, they made the playoffs every year.
Oh, well.
All right, coming up next. Oh, that's a tough loss. That's a tough loss.